as co-chair together with the commission, with Penny on this task force together with GOBP and GOP. So please, you have the floor.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Comme c'est la fin de la journée et que la langue officielle de discussion de cette task force est en l'anglais, je vais basculer sur l'anglais.
So let's go in English then. So this is the status report, as you said, Mr. Chair. This task force is co-chaired by European Commission and France, and is also working on behalf of both GRPE and GRBP. So the purpose of the task force is to develop a new procedure to measure the abrasion of the tire, to define the test conditions, the methodology to do so, or the methodologies to do so, and then to be able to rate the abrasion performance, to define limits, to work on the durability of the tires. And as it was stated in our initial terms of reference or guidelines, to propose likely a new UN regulation or an amendment to UN 117. So we had seven meetings until now. Most of them web meetings. We try to have also hybrid meeting because as this week we are happy to see your faces. Around 80 attendees from different CPs and also NGOs. So not only tires, as you may see, and we also have the as Makis said, the support from the PMP members and the PMP chairs. So back to the possible methods, as said, we are assessing. Last time we presented you three possibilities. The first one was on a drum machine on a laboratory, so directly the tire itself. And two others were on vehicles, so either accelerated method on track or a real life, so likely as a convoy, like you can see in the picture here. So finally, the in-vehicle on track has not been retained because the correlation is not proven between track and on road, on open road. So we are still working on the two methods then. So the work which has been done is to gather all the test methods, either already some studies exist or it's proposal on the table, and to try to summarize it and to have a big and good view of what is feasible for the work that we plan to do in 2023. Which is validation and correlation of those two methods. One comment, I talk about durability, which is in the scope of our work. Just to clarify, because it was a discussion, durability mean in this task force the mileage until the end of life. And this is a need to be able also, in addition to abrasion, to be able to assess or to give the information at the end to the customer on the mileage that the tire could do. And this is our work then for 2023. So first, as I said, we would like to work on the test conditions, the methods, to select the tires that we need to test to do so as a candidate and as reference tire to have maybe if confirmed an approach similar to the red grip, so comparison to a reference tire. And purpose also is to start a test campaign, so validation and correlation as soon as possible. So normally it's February because we would like to assess all the weather condition, especially for the in-vehicle test. So we stick to the initial plan to have a working document for January GRPE and February GRBP 2024, to be adopted, it would mean that in this document or working document, we will have assessed and decided and describe, finalize the. Sorry, maybe I can go to the next slide. The methodology, as I said, it's only for C1 tire. So to give you an idea, C1 tire are the tires dedicated to light duty vehicles. So it means that we also need to work on C2 and C3 tires, so the one for more heavy vehicles. We need also then when we will have validate the method or the methods needs to set the limit via doing a market review, so likely end of 2023 and 2024. And also, as I said, as we are talking about reference tire, we would need to introduce those tire in the relevant standard, which for tires are the ASTM. And it's 10:30, and 5:30, sorry. Thank you.